Gina to your garden, lechotzer or ledivrim. Bivrin is also a gated off area. You have four fences around it. For that, you chayiv, even though it's not a house, and a bivrin also you chayiv. So we'll see what the machlokes. We have Yehuda and the Chama. Shala by Tzvi. Does the Tzvi dafka need a house or even a big open place, albeit gated by four gates? We have Shimon Gamliel Leimer loy kol abivrin shoven. No, it's not a klal of all bivrin you'll be chayiv. It depends how big it is. Zaklal. Mechuset say the potter. If you put the deer in this big shepech of karka, even though it has four fences around it, but if you can't catch it, you have to go run after it, your potter. It's not called seidah. Sheina mechuset seidachai. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. You catch him at one time. When you run one shot to get him, if you get him at one time, that's called, it's not called mechuset seidah. But if you have to run around the corral to get him, that's not called seidah. You don't have him yet. So if you're just putting him into a big corral that he can't catch him, you'll be potter on Shabbos. So not the Gemara. Tanan Hossim, learn the Gemara in Beitza. Ein sodin dogim in abivrim b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to capture fish on Shabbos. Hey, the melechit seid is osur on yomtiv. So shayla b'tzosim b'diraisim b'dirabonim. Even though melechit oichel nefesh is mutu on Shabbos, that's only min halisha v'yelich. Of a kaidim lisha k'tzira is osur on yomtiv. Yeah. So some shittas is it's awesome in the Raisa and some shittas is awesome in the Rabbon. I'll call upon him, it's zich awesome in the Rabbon to make Seder on Yomtiv. So ain't sodden dogem and abirfim be Yomtiv. Even though the fish is in a pond, still it's also, it's called Mechuset Seder. And to go get him out of the pond on Shabbos, on Yomtiv Yichayiv. We are nice to Mephnei Mazoinis. So then you can't put food in front of the fish. Because they're muksa. Avut sodden chayiv yoif. But you're allowed to capture on Yomtiv a chayiv yoif. From a bivrin, from this corral, the noistim lefnei mazoinis. Since they're not muksa, you're allowed to take them on yomtiv. Nor is the pshat is it's already called sayid before yomtiv. You have a chay in a corral; it's called sayid already. So on yomtiv he's muchen, he's not muksa. You're allowed to shech them on yomtiv. Who adin noistim lefnei mazoinis? You could feed him on yomtiv. For the mara minu avakasha, bivrin shall chayis v'shaloifos v'shal dogim ain't sodim hem b'yomtiv. Here it says Lashon of Bivrin, right, like a corral of fenced off area, even though you have chayis inside there, and you have oifers, birds inside there, and dogim in the water there, is ain't sodim hem b'yomtiv. Mashm is called, it's not called sayid before, it's not called a captured, so if you go to capture it now on yomtiv, it's also. V'yeinoisim of meim azoinis. The melech is an isset sayid to capture it now, it's called muksa, so since it's muksa, you're not allowed to feed muksa on yomtiv. So chur tzestira, for the gemara kashya chaya chaya. The first price that says chaya is called captured in the beaver from before yomtiv. So mele on yomtiv, you're allowed to take him and shecht him. It's not muksum. And the second price that says it's also for a chaya. Kash oifas and oifas, the same theory as upon oifas. One price that says a beaverin is called captured already from before yomtiv, so the oif is not muksa. And the first price that says no, it is called muksa. So Drashi, bivrin means karfif bois mukofin. Karfif bois means a big shetach of karka that has four walls around it. Mukofin, you have walls around it. Ein sodem yem b'yomtiv. Alma lav nitzud v'yomit koi choshev lei. It's not called like it was captured from before yomtiv. So maybe you're doing the melechit seida on yomtiv, that's awesome. Shema mina, hamachnisa lebivor, ein zetzidosai. If on yomtiv or on Shabbos you'll take the oif or take the chayim and put him into this beaver, you wouldn't be chayim, it's not called seid yet. Therefore on yomtiv now, you go to capture him from this beaver, on yomtiv you chayim. I it's a stira, is it right? Ein leistok name is ein is, kivon dein muksin, the muslim mitzvah chalayu, since they're muksa, then you're not going to touch them, you can't capture them, so you're not going to be matrich yourself with them. So chur it's a stira. So the more bishlei mechaya chaya tayel kasha horav yudo rabbanon. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. How much do you need to capture a chaya? According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, yoni chaya b'tzvi nabayis. Anything less than a house is not called captured. So the first brayse that says it's called muksum that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The second brayse goes according to Rabbanon. The Rabbanon says that tzvi, even in the gina, even the chas, even the bivrin is also called sayid. So if you put him into this beaver before yomtiv, he's considered already captured from before yomtiv. So mele on yomtiv, it's mutter to take him. Trash yor Rabbi Yehuda, he di yein sod net, that says it's also Rabbi Yehuda he, the masnissin. Le'choshev le'tzei dash yichmus ulebayis. It's only called captured a chayiv, it goes into the house. Less than that, it's not called captured. So mele now on yomtiv to capture him, it's an issa. So tomorrow, ela oifas oifas kasha, but stare shtver, the two brises of birds. Because our Mishnah, both Reb Yudan and Reb Chachamim, both say a bird is only called captured in its migdol, in its special birdhouse. But less than that, it's not called captured. So according to Sira, how come one bride says in the Bivrim, it's already called captured, and the male on Yontif, it's not Muksa, you're allowed to take him on Yontif. Ayal Mishnah says that birds is only called Nitzud in its Migdol. It's only called captured if it's in a middle, it's in its cage. Mashenkin, less than that, it's not called captured the bird. So how could the Brisa say that the oifis is mutter to take? And the Gemara, v'chi taim oifis, oifis naim alakashya, ho bebiva makura, ho bebiva shena makura. I say, it's not communal of this beaver, is to have a roof on top of it, then it's called the bird is captured from before Yomtiv. Then it's not muksam. If it doesn't have a roof, then it's awesome. Everybody knows the normal house has a roof on it. And still the Mishnah says, when is it called you captured a bird on Shabbos if you put him into the Migdol in a special cage for him? But if you put a bird inside the house, even though there's a roof on top, still it's not called captured. He can fly around the whole room. You can't capture him. It's not called side yet. So sure, how could the Brisa say here if you have the birds and the bivurim, it's mutter, it's called side from before Yomtiv? Our Mishnah says not that. Our Mishnah says only if it's in a migdol. Less than a migdol, it's not called side. And for the Gemara, Omarabba Barahuna, Hocha Betzipa Dror Raskinim. I'll tell you, Pshat now, Mishnah is talking about a special type of a bird, a wild bird. The Fishena Makabelus Morris. He's a wild bird, doesn't listen to you. So, man, if you put him into your house, even though he's cornered on all four sides with a roof on it, he'll still fly around and run around. Like in the house, he acts like he's outside the fields. That's called a wild bird. Then, Dafki need a migdol and not the bias. These brides are talking about tame the birds. A regular tame bird, then even in a makura, and a beaver makura would be mutter. A beaver, there's a roof there, it's tame, it won't fly away, it's mutter. Trashi, v'tzipor dror, masnis and diktoni tzipor labayis loi, our Mishnah it says is not called captured in the house, only in the migdol, v'tzipor dror askin, the wild bird, shadaka lode babayis kibasoda, he's in the house the same way he feels like he's outside in the soda. V'nishmetis mizov nizov, so run away from one corner to another corner, he's not called captured yet. Tetani Rabbi Shmuel, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Lomo Nikra Shmo Tzipa Dror, why do we give him such a name? Tzipa Dror, Govnei Shadora Babayas Kibasodi. He's a wild bird. He lives in the house the same way he lives in the Sodom. So the Mara Hashtag, the Asilachi, won't you come onto such terrors? Such Rashi Lekimni Letavayu Krabonin, that both these brises go according to Rabonin. As Daf Gemino, one beaver by the bird had a roof on top. If it had a roof on top, it's called captured from before Yom Tiv, it's mutter. And one bride says, it's also with a beaver that doesn't have a roof on it. So once you want to give such a terrorist, I was talking about two different types of beaverin, I'll tell you, chaya, chaya, naim, lakasha. The first two theories we had between a chaya, that one bride said a chaya and a beaver is called captured before Yom Tiv, and one said it's not called captured before Yom Tiv, I'll tell you, they both go according to Rabbonin. You don't have to say one's the Rabbonin, one's the Yehuda. They both go according to Rabbonin. Hobe biva godel, hobe biva cotton. I'll tell you two different kimtis. One's a nice big shetach of karkam, so there it's not called captured. Then it's also to catch him on yontif. One's talking about a small beaver, that's called captured. Or hechki dami biva godel, what's called a big beaver that the chaya is not called captured from before yontif? Hechki dami biva cotton, what's called the small beaver that he is called signed before yontif? Or before Shabbos, or Ravashi, kol hecha deroyet basra yamatilo bechad shchiya. By one jump, now as you run after him at one time, if you can capture him at one time, that's called a small room. Mashenkin, if it's a big room here and you have to run this way, then run that way, then run backwards, that's not called side before yomtiv. That would be an issue that on yomtiv the cat taken. Beaver cotton, yeah, that's called the beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godel. Anything more than that, you can't get him at one shot, is not called nitzud, that's called the beaver godel, and then it's also to do it on yomtiv. Inami kolecha denofu tula viksolim adodi. Means the walls are not so far away that the shade of one wall falls upon the other wall. It shows it's not so far away. That's called the beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godel. Mashenkin, if it's further away that the shade doesn't go from one wall to the next wall, that's called the beaver godel. According to Mr. Shrek, the school should be told how high the walls are and how short the walls are. Right, but such a shetach. Normal size wall, if it's very far away, the shade doesn't reach. If it's not so far away, the shade reaches. Vinami, kol hecha deleko uksi uksi beaver cotton. Anytime the corral doesn't have small corners, he can run to, like a dodger. You run after the thing this way, I don't know exactly what he is, you have to see what the corral looks like. He has a way he can dodge you. You run here, he'll run away from you. If he has a way to get away from you, that's called, if there's no way to get away from you, that's called the beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godl. It could be a small corral, but if it looks there are type of corners there that he could dodge you, so you can keep it, it could be small, but you run, so you cannot get him, you can't get him, it's not called nitzin. It depends if he could run away from you or not. So that's the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimi says in the Mishnah the Wat, Loi kol ha-biver in shoven, not every beaver is shoven. No, it depends. It's mechus et tzayda potter, shena mechus et tzayda chay. The question depends how big the shetach of kaker is, could you capture him or not? Omer Rab Yosef, Omer Rab Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass like a Shimon Gamliel, that a beaver, when do we say you put a chayah on in Shabbos into a tzvi, into a beaver, you chayiv? Only by a beaver cotton are you chayiv. That's called tzedem. But shaking a big one, it's not. So tomorrow, omalei, abaya, halocha mechlau de pligi. Since you're saying halocha, as mashma, somebody dingzich on him. So he's asking, who's the one that dingzich? Shashi mechlau de pligi, wo akimna de rabbona nami beaver cotton army. The chur yos saying halocha gershom gam leo, mashma de rabbona namachulik on him. And we just got finished answering the two brises, we wanted to say both of them go according to the rabbonim. And the Rabbanim also mask him to this chilek. But a beaver godol is not called nitzid. But a beaver cotton is yet called nitzid. So if it's so shver, why do you say halacha geshem gamliel? Mashma only him and not the Rabbanim. Luchuras halacha goes going to both of them. Omalei answered back, my nafkali menoch. What do you want from me? What's the difference? I said the right halacha. I said halacha geshem gamliel. You're asking me, the way I say it's mashma the Rabbanim amachulakami. And really the Rabbanim amachulakami. But so what? The halacha is a geshem gamliel. Omalei, that's not an answer. Gemara gomor zemutet hey. We learn in Gemara, you want to make them to zemiris. Zemiris means you say something, sounds good, yeah, not. That's not learning Gemara. We learn Gemara, every word you say has to mean something. So you said the long Lashon. It doesn't pass to say halach, if Shimon Gamliel, if there's no machlekes, if everybody's masking to him. So Rashi, Mainakulach Minoch. Koshken, kibun leipolig, leihukos akavos. I said the right halacha. Havad, I'm right. Is mutet, hey, oimer ashmua bizmira be'alma b'leitzerich. Does a pastor say a loshen, a limur, a gemara, just b'loshen zmira, singing for no purpose? Can it sign? So have a cash when you don't say halacha Shimon Gamliel. It should have said halacha kizeh, like a stam halacha, because there's no machlekes on it. Tana Rabbonin, hatzad tzvi suma. You have a blind, a deer, that you caught now on Shabbos, or else for yoshen, the deer is sleeping, tzchayiv. Still you chayiv on Shabbos. You found a deer out in the street, and he's blind or he's sleeping, and you capture him now, you chayiv. Chigur v'zokin, he's inkadik, he can't walk. V'zokin is too old, v'chayla, he's sick, then you potter. Even though you capture on Shabbos, because since he can't move, he's called nitzad v'yomid, he's called captured already. Omalei abayel rab yosef maishna, what's the difference? Both of them, they're not moving right now. So why the first two are yechayiv? The guys assume he's blind or he's sleeping now. And the Gemara, maishna hani, hani yavidli rebuya. Even though he's a sumo or he's sleeping, he's oimed to wake up and move away. A sumo can still run away from you. So when you capture him now, it's called you did something on Shabbos. Hani leavidli rebuya. But if he's hinkadik, if he can't move, he's lame. Or he's a zakan, or he's a chayla, that is he can't move away from you. So that's not called you doing a malacha on Shabbos. Trashi suma the yoshin avid rebuya lishamed kishemagishin yadodim. Even though he's blind, but as soon as he feels you, he can run away from you. So it's not so easy to capture him. So if you do the ma'aseh tzeid yichayv on Shabbos, mashenkin these other two, they can't move away. That's called nitzav v'yomid. For the more akasha for Tanya another brayza chayla chayiv. It says if you capture a deer that's sick, you are chayiv. And then we just said chayla is potter. Teretz is poshid. Omer Rashesh l'kasha. Ho b'chayla machas ishto. One he has a fever. V'hai b'chayla machas uftsina. Trash uftsina yefois. Sheni yochol lozes m'koymen. If his mom is sick because he got knocked out, he's overworked, so that deer right now can't move. So maybe even if you come to get him, he's not going to run away from you. So then you're potter. Mashenkin, if he just have a fever, he's sick, but so what? When he sees a man coming to run away from the person, it's not called nitzud, it's called doing a ma'aseh tzeid on Shabbos. Tana Rabbon, hatzad chagovim. Somebody catches grasshoppers on Shabbos. Or else gazin, trashi agazin, min chagav tor. Another type of grasshopper, that's kosher. V'nechol, people eat it. Or else zarin, that's hornets. V'yatushim, type of gans. b'Shabbos, he's chayiv. Divrei Rav Meir. Meir says you chayiv. V'achom moinrim, no, it depends. Kol sheb'minoy nitzer chayiv. If this is a min that people capture it, so then it's called a choshev melacham. V'achol shein b'minoy nitzer potter. It's like a melacham shein tzvich legufam. Nobody catches ants. Nobody catches hornets. So it's not b'minoy nitzer. You do this faith on Shabbos, you're potter. It's a melacham shein tzvich legufam. Rashi shein b'minoy nitzer. Tzirin v'yatushin shein l'tzaruch. You don't need it. So it's a melacham shein tzvich legufam, you're potter. Tan yiduch hatzad chagovim b'shas hatal potter. If you capture chagovim as grasshoppers, this is called you need it because people eat grasshoppers. So it depends. If you capture them b'shas hatal when it dew comes down, you potter. A chiddush. Rashi, because einayim misavoris, because when the dew comes down, they're like blind. The grasshoppers v'rehem nitzadim v'yendim, they can't move. So they're cold like nitzadim v'yendim. Therefore, you potter b'shas hasrov when it's very hot, then chayiv because they could run away. So now you're capturing them, it's called doing a melacha tzedem. Eloza b'mavoy yoymer, im hoyo makal choy suvoyos potter. If there's Rashi, har b'byachem, a whole bunch of grasshoppers came in front of you at one time, and you capture them, you're potter. Rashi shem zumonim likach. The mamash right in front of your nose, just like a handful, and such a thing you're potter, it doesn't pass through mechai before. Iboy lehu, eloza b'mavoy yareshikoy or yasefikoy. Which case is he going? Is he going to Chumrah? But that's what the Tanakhama said when it's Tal, when there's dew, it is blind, it's called captured, it's only a lot of them together. But if you have a little bit, you'll be Chayiv. Or he goes in the Sefer, no. That's what we say when it's sunny outside. They run away from you. So if you capture them, you Chayiv, you know it's only if you have a few of them. But if you have a whole bunch at one time, then you Chayiv. Murtoshima, Hatzad Chagovim B'Shatatal, Potter. If you catch grasshoppers when it's dew outside, since then they're like blind, they can't move anyway, you potter on Shabbos. B'shas hasrov chayiv. If you capture them when it's hot outside, then they could run away, you chayiv. Elozeb b'mahavoy yoimam, afilu b'shas hasrov. That's how we say even when it's hot outside, we say you chayiv, and moyo makalkos avoyos potter. He's saying a kulon. If a bunch of them come at one shot, so the mom is writing, funny your nose, you capture them, it's not called a chshivas of tzeder. You're not doing enough anything on Shabbos. You'll get them anyway. Yeah. It's in the next Mishnah. Tzvi shenichnas labayis, a deer that came into the house on Shabbos, v'no lecha b'fonim, and somebody closed the door in front of him, chayiv. That's called lecha tzeder. But you closing the door, he can't go outside, you chayiv. Nor l'shnayim p'turim. If two people close the door, then they're both potter, because of life shnayim shesu is potter. Lo yoch lecha lino, v'no l'shnayim. The door is so heavy, one person couldn't close it by himself. He needed two people to close the door, then chayovim. That's called Zayin Yochel. Zayin Yochel, that's a Yehudi Shit that you chayiv. We have Shimon Poiter, which we had before, Machlokes HaYadash in the Psukim. The Shimon has three Pturim by two people doing it. That even the case by Zayin Yochel, where it's a Derech now for both of them to do it, still have Shimon knows Potem. Omer Yimei Barabu, Omer Shmuel, Hatzad Ari B'Shabbos. If you capture, you want to make a Seder on the Ri, a line on Shabbos. You should know, Ein Chayiv, Ashech Nesenu, Legur Zekish Aloy. You only chayiv, you bring him into his metal iron cage. It has to be a gezunta cage, the lion gets caught here on Shabbos. Trashi. Yeah, bias mishom also like him in taiva. It has to be a very, very good bias to capture a lion. Otherwise, he'll just run away and avadi be potter. Yeah, the Kufov on the base, yeah, the bottom Mishnah. Yoshuv ho echod ala pesach. One person sits in front of the door. V'loy milu, he doesn't fill up the whole door. There's a shiloh of tzeder. If a deer goes inside your house, and we see the Mishnah before said, if you close the door, yichayim shum tzeder. What about you don't close the door, just somebody sits down in front of the door to block the deer from coming out? So one person sits down, v'loy milu, he doesn't fill up the whole doorpost. So he didn't do tzeder yet. The deer could still sneak out. Yoshev Hasheni, the second person now sat down, umiluhu, and now both of them together filled up the door, umiluhu. Yidaloch Hasheni chayiv. The second one is chayiv, he did the ma'ase tzeder. Because the first one didn't do tzeder. But the second one now, like, closed the door, lagamri, made the path closed, he can't get out. Shrash Hasheni chayiv, shoot tzadai. He's the one that captured the deer. Yoshev Harishan ala pesach umiluhu. Let's say the first person came and sat down by the door, and he was a fat guy. He filled up the whole door. The deer can't get through now.
Sechura, he did the Maaseh Tzedek. Now a second person came and he sat down next to the first person. So when the second one sat down, the second one is not doing a tzeda because the deer is already captured. The first one sat down, blocked the whole doorway, so the deer can't come out. It's called tzeid. The second one sits down next to him, he's doing nothing. Now the chiddush is Alpha P Shama Darishan, even though later the first fellow gets up and goes away. For Holach Loi is Harishan Chayev Hasheni Potter. Who is Chayev for Tzeida? Only the first one. Because when he sat down, before he sat down, the door was open. He's blocking the passage. So he's doing Tzeida. When the second one sat down, it was closed already. Even though now the first one gets up and goes away. So the second one sitting there, he's blocking the deer from going out. Still he's Potter. Because he go B'Shas Maisa when he sat down. When he sat down, he didn't do a Maisa Tzeida. So the Mishnah Olam is the daima. What is the daima to? Lenoya les beisoy l'shamroi. You close your door to watch it. V'nimtza tzvi shama b'taychay. As you have das tam, you have a front door. You're afraid ganovim shouldn't come in at night. She closing the door. That's not a tzeida. And agav it comes out that the deer was inside. So you potter and the avad is potter muti, not doing anything. Here also, when the second one sat down, he sat down the heter. The door like was already closed. So even though now the first one gets up and goes away, but the second one's not doing any new maisa. Therefore, the second one is always potter. Trashi v'nimtzo tzvi. If lama trashi lama sheni zedayim liyachas shenitzud aydei rishon lener les beis l'sharim mevloy lotzud. You have that to close the door just to protect yourself. Not to capture the deer inside. But if you have a deer that was already captured from before in your house, you're not doing anything now. Here also, even though the first one gets up, it's as if the tzeder was done yesterday, the tzvi was captured already. All you do now is just closing your door, that's mutter. Something tomorrow.